Brandon! Brandon is coming back.
So,
oh, we are live, baby! Back again. Mayhem, Misdemeanors, and Debauchery. This is fucking part two of that episode of Whores. We're gonna name it something. Fuck. We'll figure it out. What'd you name it?
The X's.
The X's, part two. 2.0.
We'll do X's and hoes. X's and
hoes. Good lord, X's and hoes. Fuck them off, they can't take a joke. That's what I always say. I'm here with John Fucks with his shirt on, Corey.
I do, dude.
And Justin Peace Shit Nickel.
Wow.
Justin Peace when he sits nickel.
Justin Peace when he sits when he pees nickel. I mess it all up.
Chip?
What is he on his way? Dusty? He said on my way.
Oh, here.
Sponsored in part by...
Maybe, dude, we might have a guest come on.
We might have a guest coming in. We would like to have one come in here.
That'd be dope.
In person. In person would be much better.
Did you think someone was already here?
No, I heard a thump. Anyway. Jace, I'm gonna get you. Get some. All right.
I can't wait till you get older.
Fucking page off, so here we go.
I can't wait till he's older so I can choke slam him.
Yeah, you're going to get the business, Jason.
You're going to get a fat man RKO.
You're going to get some RKOs. You little ass. All right. Ooh, okay, here we go.
What? Can we start with the one I have?
Let's do it. Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows Alton right now is about 20 feet underwater, and I propose an idea.
We are penis deep in water, baby.
Fuck, you were more than that. I say we flex tape all of Alton.
Flex tape! Brought to you by Flex Tape.
And or Flex Seal.
That's a lot of damage. We're going to repair that. Oh, God.
God, Jesus Christ, dude.
No! Jace,
that's a lot of damage right there.
No! Jace, you're causing a lot of damage.
Get back.
You little shit stain.
The live stream.
I'm going to flex tape your ass to the wall.
We're going to flex tape your butt so you can't poop.
Oh, God.
Hey, don't you... Do I gotta get up?
As soon as we get up, it's go time.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't fix it either.
That's fear. Fear is respect.
Well, he just got you completely out of the fucking loop here.
You motherfucker. You did that on purpose.
He doesn't get up and come back.
Don't do it.
Back again.
Get your ass up there.
Get up here.
You know what?
What's the fucking topic?
We flex seal all of the fucking dams in Alton.
Flex tape the flex tape. You're fucking right, Alex. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And people say building a wall.
I agree,
won't help.
Alex. The quality is fucking horrible.
But
this is what
Miller.
We had.
Miller! Shut your mouth.
Buy us a camera, Miller.
Buy us a camera. You rich asshole.
Be the production engineer.
You house having asshole.
You house having.
Yeah, tell him.
Yeah, you responsible adult. Go fucking buy us some shit.
Yeah, you computer nerd.
Nerd.
I love you, Alex.
I don't. You're adopted. You're adopted.
No, he's not.
He could be.
What?
Anyway. Anyway, let's go on here.
No, yeah. I say we flex tape all the Mississippi and push that shit up north. Fuck that noise. I'm tired of fucking having to take...
Flood Chicago.
Yeah, Flood Chicago. Fuck Chicago. Yeah. No one likes that place.
Most of them don't know how to go anyway, so.
Burn my finger.
Alright, I got some Gucci stuff here. Funniest moment at work. Funniest moment at work.
I got one.
I got one before work. On the way to work. It's fucking great.
Yeah, if it's good, it's good, it works. Let's go.
Go for it, Justin.
Alright, so this is back when I was working at Worldwide. The other building.
Is this where you got fired?
LTL, yeah. So
sorry,
was,
dude.
I was over there. No, this is not from that one.
Chocolate bleu.
But I was working with a couple of my buddies in special projects, and Robbie might remember this one if he ever views this at some point.
Come on.
But basically, it ended up being this dude pisses everybody off, and we all decided...
Oh, yeah, you're just leaning back.
Yeah, I'm leaning back, dude.
We all decided that...
yeah, he's still here.
We're going to fuck with him because one of the bosses had actually ended up putting all of his shit onto a pallet one night.
Yeah.
And then putting it into a random rack area.
Right.
And didn't tell him when he came back. So the whole weekend, he didn't know where his shit was. And then we told him to go find it, basically. Or he did. Well, mine was, he ended up going on lunch and I'm still back in one of the racks fucking around. And I ended up taping his Cheez-Its to the rack, like, pretty far up there. Like, I mean, I taped it all the way around, and I used, like, a whole roll of fucking tape to do it. It was, like, this gigantic ball of tape taped to a fucking taped to a fucking bar. And it took about, what, an hour before he came back when somebody finally laughed too hard and, you know, was looking up. And he's like, what the fuck is this? He's looking up there, and he's like, I fucking hate everybody, god damn it.
Is that fucking with you?
So yeah, that was a pretty funny moment.
I got one. I was working. This is the first security job I had. I worked at the craft plant in Granite, down there off Missouri.
Yes.
Yeah, you know where like TMR was. Yeah. Is.
Mm-hmm. So like metal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You remember? All right. You know that gas station that's now like a car lot now, down there off Missouri.
I will rip your nipples off, Scott. But watch out for your drink.
You motherfucker! You spilled on my nice hardwood.
It's empty over there. It's empty. It's empty, Justin.
Get out of here.
Get him, Jace.
So
You
know the gas station that was open over there on Missouri on the corner? So I was gonna get my normal routine was to go in, get three Venoms and a pack of smokes. And that day I was gonna get gas too. So I pull in and there's two kids out there cussing out this old man. I'm like, dude, these guys are like 12. You cocksucker, you motherfucker, you ain't shit. And this guy's, you get the fuck
you
out of my gas station.
Son
get
of a bee.
Pretty much.
You son of a bee.
And they start taking off on their bikes. And I had already paid for my gas.
Get
and I was like, I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, I got this motherfucker. So I whip on, what's a pontoon road? Because they're heading down towards where that church is. And I come back. I have a full humdinger. Spitter, dude.
Oh.
Dude, oh. You ain't even listening.
A humdinger of just spit.
From like, I was dipping. You know what a humdinger, not a humdinger, a 44.
Oh,
a dare one.
Whoa.
Tall.
Oh.
Full. I put the lid on it.
Styrofoam?
Yes.
Oh,
I slowed down to about 5. I hit the horn and look at me and I fucking grenade this motherfucker.
Now you're getting it.
Hey.
He can whip on me all day and you're not saying anything. He hits you once, you get mad.
No.
Get some of that out. Oh.
Stop.
Oh.
Oh. Holy shit.
But slow down to 5.
Slow down to 5.
Play with having...
And I grenade this motherfucker out my window. All right. While moving. Dude, this had to be one of them one in a million shots. I literally took it like this from the bottom and went, hooked it.
Oh, man.
Hit this kid the back.
Oh.
It just went everywhere. He dropped off his bike. I sped off.
Alex, are you still watching? Comment if you are. I want to ask a question if I can tell this story or not. you know what it is.
He drops. Fucking gets hit, drops his bike. I make a fucking U. He had my window down. And just, just laughing. I go back to the gas station. I was like, look, I just paid for my gas, but I just hit those guys with a spitter.
Okay.
Is my money still good? And they're like, yeah, dude, thanks anyway. But yeah, you can go ahead and fill up. And I was like, fucking awesome, dude. So, that was my funny.
There we go.
Are you sure,
bud? That's a well-deserved reveal.
It involves you, man, doing the what he kind of said. Whatever.
Oh, the dip?
Talking about
the dip?
No.
No, the soda on the fucking guy. Yes? He says go. I don't know what he's...
says yes. Says tell it.
All right, whatever. This one's harmless. It's not anything crazy. Anyway, we were driving around fucking Wilson Park, it's called, right? The one next to the high school?
Yeah, Wilson.
Driving around Wilson Park. I swear, man, Alex is such a freaking badass back in the day, man. He didn't give a damn what happened.
Mommy.
What are we listening to? What are we doing? It's quiet. I don't like quiet.
Yeah. The podcast's supposed to be talking
the
whole time.
What the shit?
That's it, though. I mean, I don't want to say anything that he wouldn't want me to say.
All right, well, do a different one.
No, this is a harmless one.
No, it really is. Yeah, it's harmless and it's fine.
Well, yeah. I want to wait till see what he says. But Jay, stop hitting me, you little butt. Get some.
Go eat some bread. Pull up. Go to sleep.
Yeah, go to sleep, you little butt. All right, he knows what's up. All right, he knows what I'm talking about. This one is freaking awesome. All right, so got the green light, boys. So, Alex was the first person to get a vehicle while I was in high school. So he had this car. I'm not gonna say what it was. He had this car, and we drove around. Dude, like mostly we would just like drive around, get lost, and find our way back. There's a whole nother fucking, like, I'll get into some stories about this too here in a second. But that was like the funnest stuff. Like, we would just like drive for like hours and hours in like mid Illinois, like in the middle of Illinois, you know, where there was like nothing, no lands.
So, like, what, Litchfield?
Yeah, okay, he knows.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, man, to like Litchfield, we'd be driving. I'd fall asleep and then I'd wake up and I'd look around and there's like fucking,
Go ahead.
I'd look around and there's like fields. I'm like, Alex, where are we? He goes, I don't know. We would still keep driving. It was like the funnest time. This is back before GPSs were on phones. We had the flip phones, like Razor.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, this was a good time. Me and Alex driving around. It was some good time. Well, you know what I mean? It wasn't as convenient as it was now. But we would purposely just drive. This is back when we used MapQuest all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to kick your butt.
Stop.
Well, anyway, we were driving around, like, all of this escalated, dude. All of this escalated to getting, like, really, like, it came from us, like, yelling at people, driving around, just, like, you know, going, ah! You know, just scaring them. Alex did one thing. It was the most funniest shit ever. We drove around the park, and there was this guy, like, walking his fucking dog, dude. This guy was walking his dog. I don't know if I told you guys this. Dude walking his dog, and Alex hangs out the window, and I was driving his car at the time, and he yells at this dude. He says, "Hey, you," you know, and he was gonna like throw an insult after that, but the dog and the guy both jumped like from their fucking souls, like was like, "Whoa!" and then kind of looked, and Alex didn't even finish his intro. He just sat there and laughed right to their fucking face. I'm telling you, he was a savage back in the day. I tell you, man, I laughed so hard. But I mean, the funny one, the whole like throwing stuff, it escalated to us just like fucking with people. Back when McDonald's had the Hugo drink, remember during the summer? Well, we're driving around in someone's car, and Alex, like, God dang, man, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, you see how, like, content and
grown up he is now,
but he was just, like, the most savage motherfucker back in the day. Like, we drove up on these people. There was a girl walking, a guy, and another girl. There were three of them walking. The guy was in the middle. We're rolling up on these people. We're like, look at these preppy-ass motherfuckers. And then Alex is like, I got this. He grabs a fucking Hugo. This thing was like almost all the way full. It's like 44 ounces. He gets out of the window, sits on the windowsill like this, and he has the drink ready to throw it at him. They can like turn around and see him at any moment and then just know. But I'm like, Alex, what are you doing? Dude? He does it. He goes, he throws the drink, right? It couldn't have been a more perfect fucking shot. The bottom of this fucking drink hit the guy in the middle on his head. The drink rolled over and like kind of like spilled in front of him. That insult to injury, fucking Alex, the fucking crazy fucker, he goes, fuck you! He gave him the finger and just said, fuck you! I'm telling you, man, he was a different fucking breed back then. He said, fuck you! And we're like, holy shit! And then the guy just starts chasing us like an idiot. Like, who would fucking run? We're in a car!
He's gonna chase a car down.
Like, what the fuck are you gonna do? So he laughed. He was just like, and then the driver slowed down, and he got up to us, and we were like, oh, and then we took off. That was a good shot. Shot that, you know, cheers to Alex for that fucking money shot. That could have been more perfect.
What was that one? Y'all almost got in a fight, and Brandon was involved. About the shit talking. No, it was at the park.
What, yeah, me and Alex?
Scott.
No, it was you. It was, I remember because Brandon was the one who told me this thing.
Me, Scott, and Brandon, and Dakota,
and Dakota, yeah, it was, and I think maybe Kendall. They were some fucking kids. I'm trying to remember. This was like forever ago. There were some younger kids, and they were talking shit or something when they were walking by. I remember.
I know what's going on here.
Is he talking about
the... Brandon will remember this too, because
I think he's the one who told me.
This is when, like, every... The daughter wasn't born yet. It was only Brandon's firstborn. And he was still, like, little enough to be in the wheelchair or whatever. Or not wheelchair. You know what I'm saying?
Stroller?
Stroller.
What, he had fucking polio? Kid. Jesus Christ.
Is that really that funny? Anyway, so he's pushing
it is now. Fuck.
Anyway, so we're pushing him around in the stroller. And, Brandon, being the Billy Badass that he is, he don't say anything to anybody. So he fucking said something like, I don't know what started. What started? Because you were there. It was just you and Kendall. Or no, you and Brandon.
Basically, the way it went is we're walking by and we had our, you know, our drinks and all that shit. You know, we're having
it was in Wilson Park again, as fucking most.
And we're walking by. We get down towards the side with the flower garden here, or not? Well, the side with the fountain or whatever.
Yeah,
we're walking along there. And
I think it was them that said something first.
Yeah, they said something.
So these kids yelled at us, right? And it was me, Dakota. Dakota's pushing the kid in the stroller, and then Brandon and fucking Justin. And they spout something at us. They yell something back. They said something back. Drunk fucking Brandon goes into fight mode like he usually does when he's drunk. So he's like, motherfucker, what? You know, he starts fucking marching towards these guys. And so does fucking Justin. Like, they're ready to whoop these kids' asses. They're fucking kids, for fuck's sakes. Good Lord. And I'm just like, oh my God. And Dakota's pissed. She's like, just like, oh my God. I was like, well, I'm thinking of here, and I'm like, well, maybe I should walk with her, because she has the kid in the stroller. I don't want anything to happen. I mean, they're kids, for freak's sakes. I mean, Brandon could probably alone go in there
kids.
And, like, muscle
That's
punch
the
hell out of them.
We don't know
their
kids until we get over there the
right.
first time.
They get over, they get up to him, and it was so funny. Apparently, the story goes, they get up to him, and they're like, oh, we're just choking her. Oh, it was... The girl was the only one fucking... Jace, get your big old head out of the way.
Get your big head having ass.
Big head having ass out
You're
of the way.
You're being your mom again.
Got you.
Don't.
Got you.
Don't you ever. Don't you ever. Pretty oh, much, it was a group of guys and there was one girl. And the girl was like, I got your beanie now. Pretty much the girl was defending the dudes, which was pretty fucking sad.
Imagine Dakota went up there to blame, like, what'd you say, bitch?
Like, no, I mean, go.
Like, I'll cut y'all. Yeah. She had ghetto side Dakota come out. No, yeah. I think we told that, or y'all told that when we were living at the last apartment.
Yeah, basically the way it went is we had went up there, we were talking shit to them, because they were talking shit to us, and then next thing you know, I will kill you, Scott. I'm going to...
He
can do that. Over there. What'd you see about that? But anyway, it ends up, that's it, Jace. Me and, get yourself. Me and Brandon end up going over there. And who the fuck said something?
Who
none of
said
them, none
what?
Of them said nothing. So then we start
who
walking away.
Who said what?
And we're about halfway back to where Scott and Dakota are. Right. And then we hear more shit. So we go back.
Oi!
We went back at least. Mama, that spilled something, probably.
Yeah.
He's good, he's good. It didn't get on the actual cord. Oh, let's calm down here.
There's this.
Yeah, use that. Boy, Scott. Put it down. Put it down.
No. Scott.
What?
Put it down.
Let me see.
Yeah. No.
But,
whoa.
It basically went down to...
How uncoordinated could a podcast get with a child losing his damn mind? They're in the middle of causing chaos.
If only there was a woman to watch after him. Justin Nicholas single right now, ladies.
Oh, hold on. Brandon said something.
Oh, is Brandon actually watching? I didn't know he's on.
No, Brandon's been watching.
No. Here you go. Here's the backstory to it.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you this. She was not. That is true. Brandon says...
Sorry.
Dang, dude. He said Dakota wasn't mad.
Oh, door.
She just isn't confrontational. That statement is very true,
Brandon. No, yeah, I know. Well, I mean, just to see... I mean, Dakota Gozer
knows her better than Brandon, so I can't be the one to say how she was feeling. But she did genuinely look pissed in that moment for just... I mean, probably because she didn't want confrontation, I should say. But, we didn't know they were kids. Like Justin said, you're right, until they, walked up, they were kids. That's why they didn't do anything. It was just little kids just talking shit. Brandon was ready to, stomp some faces in. But, I mean, they were just, young kids.
Yeah. But basically, we went back
But he shut them up. Yeah. And that's the fucking lesson learned.
That's the bottom line. Yeah. Because that's Brandon Sneed said so.
Brandon said so.
We went back and forth. And then finally, the one chick was like, she tried talking in a deep voice. I was the one talking shit. And I'm like, no, you weren't. Like, shut the fuck up. And then next thing you know...
That's when you would have punched the bra in the mouth. Like, boom, that's what you get.
She came over and... or we went back over after they said something the final time. And then Brandon's like, so I don't know if there's a fucking ghost around here, but if you guys ain't talking shit, somebody's talking shit.
Oh, I love that.
And all of a sudden,
so
I was like, oh, damn. Like, I mean, even... And one of them even tried sitting up. This is when I realized... And who one of them was? Alfred Black, dude. Alfred White.
Fucking Alfred
White. He wasn't talking shit, though. He was just kind of sitting there like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. Then I stopped there, and I'm like, wait, is that Alfred? And I'm like,
what the fuck's going on? That's when it all flipped over. Yeah. Like, hey, what's going on?
I mean, we weren't really
cool
with the other guys.
Was there.
Right. We weren't really cool with the other guys.
Alfred's cool as shit.
Alfred
We got there, and like, cool we saw stuff. Him. We're like, oh, dude, what's up? So there goes it.
Yeah.
Here goes
one.
Another one. Let's see here. This is a fucking good one. Here, I'll tell you. I'll give you guys this. Anyone watching, you can also comment, and I'll say what you guys say on the live stream for the podcast. We're only 21 minutes, 22 minutes now in, so we got a lot of material to cover. I don't like Valentine's Day. I never have.
That's a scheme.
I never have. Even when I was with... I had an old girl, I never liked it. I just never did. Because I felt like it was an obligation. Yeah. That's the topic. Is Valentine's Day an obligation? Or, does it feel like that to you?
Is it an obligation?
Come on, Chase! You should be treating the person you're with at least... Every once in a while, when
Get
you can afford it or do whatever,
I fucking
you should
hate
treat
Valentine's
them
Day.
The way Valentine's Day is the fuck. It's a corporation. It's a scheme. That's all it is.
Homework.
To
sell
chocolates,
cards,
jewelry, fucking
yeah,
anything. You know, take them out to dinner. I mean,
it's a Jewish setup.
Yeah, the money scheme.
Think about how many. You know how many diamonds are controlled by Jews?
Yeah.
Okay, Alex Jones.
I mean, I tell you what,
you can't be wrong if you're right.
I ate a lot of steak last night. I'm running a little bit wild.
What?
Eat my matchy.
English.
Here we go. Listen.
What?
Alex says the exact same thing. He's by the way, happy. God dang it.
It's past Mother's Day.
It is past Mother's Day. I done messed
happy
up.
Mother's happy
I'm sorry,
Mother's
Mom.
Day.
I
got to
call you here in a second.
Happy belated Mother's Day.
Yeah, belated Mother's Day.
Belated
yeah.
by 20 minutes.
Alex is definitely right. He is 100% right. I 100% agree with him. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. That's it, dude. It's for you to spend money on shit that doesn't normally get spent. Like, i.e. cards. Roses, stuff like that. Chocolates.
Have you ever done that though? Like,
I think
out of all the women I've had, I've never went and bought like roses.
I haven't either.
Like that. I've always.
I took them out to eat.
The trashy exes. I've always bought like cartons of cigarettes and like a little.
Sarah says.
That's it.
Sarah says Valentine's Day is a joke. Alex says it's so ingrained into our society and marketed to make us feel bad if we don't participate. That is true. That is exactly how I feel. I feel like it's some kind of fucking obligation. So you have to uphold or else you feel like a piece of shit. I didn't call my mom today. Good God. I talked to her like 3 days ago. Why doesn't that matter? Oh, well, good God. I didn't call her on fucking Mother's Day. It has to mean... That's a meaning.
That's
it has to mean so much more. For fuck's sake. 6.
So Scott might not be with us next time because it's
not
my
fault. Oh, go fuck yourself.
You see Scott has been curb stomped by his mom?
I wish she would.
No.
Kill me.
Get away from her.
You scared me. I thought you spilled my dang old drink.
No, I thought he was going for the phone. Quit it, you little shit stain.
Sarah says, buy me chocolate on a Wednesday afternoon because my fat ass needs a snack.
Who's watching?
Lily Wall, again.
Yeah, she's dipping in and out.
Yeah, she lost interest and came back.
She's cool.
But, no, I mean, seriously, that is true.
I mean...
Marcus, go fuck yourself. He says, Valentine's Day is the... He's trolling. You're a blind ass. He says, Valentine's Day is the best holiday. It's so important.
So important.
That leads me into my next topic.
If you're getting ass that day more than normal, then yeah, I say go for it.
I'd rather have sex almost every fucking day. But I don't get it every day. I don't care if I just want a holiday just one fucking day. It does not matter. Fuck Valentine's Day and everyone.
All right, next subject.
Fuck them all if they can't take a joke.
Scott, no love, Coleman.
Yeah. Dude, I don't care. Damn, dude, I haven't been with an old...
Scott, no
ladies,
love, Coleman,
I am
Alex,
single.
Alex Jones.
Ladies. Better yet. Fucking God. All right, but, okay.
We're trying to find that piece of shit over there, a fucking girlfriend.
Yeah, if you
hit
would
up
like
your friends, Sarah, find my ex and see if you can hook that up. You'll be good.
Wait, what?
You'll be good. Got your back.
I fucking wish that. I don't get laid every day. Shut up, Sarah. She says Scott lives in Dreamland where guys get laid every day. I don't live in Dreamland. I wish I did live in Dreamland where that did happen, but I don't.
No Mexicans.
It doesn't happen.
Well, you gotta think, all the chicks
that... I
wouldn't
want it every day either, but you know what I'm talking
about.
All
the chicks that Scott has dated in the recent times probably should have been putting out more because they didn't work, most of them. So, you know, they're just sitting at home all day doing this.
What?
You would imagine, you know, hey, yeah, let's try to please the guy that's paying all my shit.
Right.
You know, that's how you'd imagine.
You want cheers, bud?
No. It kind of applies with the whole, you know,
cheers.
Ass, you know, ass to ass or grass, you know.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Yeah. These hoes ain't loyal, man. Cheers. These hoes ain't loyal.
Dude, I was just listening to that song the other way.
Drink.
Yeah.
Drink.
Installing alcoholism at an early age.
He's sitting there tilting it up like, I ain't getting nothing. What the fuck, man? No, we're good.
Yeah, it's gonna have to drive.
Marcus Garvin?
Yeah, it's Sarah's brother.
Go!
It's empty.
Thank God that's empty. Go fuck yourself.
What to say?
I ain't gonna say what he said.
Say it!
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, you say it.
You literally wrote down John fucks with a shirt on Corey.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, I said it. No, he says try Grindr. Tell him to try Grindr. Fuck you! Give me that
I'm reading
fucking
that.
Paper.
You son of a bitch.
All right, here's another one. This leans into another. Oh, dude, this is... Oh, man. Okay, here we go. This one's going to be hurt feelings. There's some hurt feelings going to fly in this fucking Thunderdome.
Everybody hurts.
Me and Justin already been through this, and we're probably going to argue a lot again on this already. And I'm sure you're going to be on Justin's side.
Oh, God, I know what this is. We already talked about this last time.
We did?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Boneless or bone-in wings? Let the fucking...
Oh, there it goes. Oh, well, I hope you fucking didn't want that.
Yeah.
Boneless.
No, your paper just went behind the couch.
I don't care. Boneless wings.
I'm fat. I'll take both. But if I had to choose, I'd say...
Well, if you had to choose. Because I would take both as well. Why would you...
Honestly, you know what? I think it would depend on the flavor also. All right, then fancier flavors, like your jalapeno...
Oh, God, that's so good.
Like, what are them... What does that shit Buffalo Wild Wings have that's like...
Yeah, the jam and jalapeno.
Jam and
jalapeno,
yeah.
It's the best fucking sauce that Buffalo Wild Wings
have. Good as fuck on boneless, but when I do bone-in, I gotta have buffalo.
Yes!
It's buffalo, blue cheese, or go fuck your mother, all right?
The fucking people...
Get back there.
The people agree. That is exactly my fucking argument. Boneless... Alex said it already. There's more meat.
Okay, we're
going
to settle this one in for all.
That's all that matters.
Go to McDonald's, you cynical asshole.
Even a fucking dog would know that there's more meat in a boneless wing rather than a bone-in wing.
Yeah, but dogs eat chocolate and die, so they're not smart. Second off, What? Chicken wings are meant to be eaten as finger food. If you eat with a fork, go to McDonald's because you're a savage.
Like a fucking little faggot?
Yes, I'm going to put a bib on. I'm going to eat the fuck out of these chicken wings. I'm going to get sauce all over me. War paint. I'm going to put that shit out of the place.
Buffalo sauce is war paint on your face.
Yep. I'm going to fucking war. You listen here, you communist.
Dude. Fucking boneless is the... Everyone's agreeing with
you. Well, they're
boneless
wrong!
Boneless is the best.
You can have an opinion, but your opinion sucks.
He's getting dangerously close.
I got it.
That's all that matters.
You're being a little shit right now.
That's all that matters.
Boneless
here.
Is the best, dude. You get more meat. That's all that matters.
I feel like everybody that's saying, matters. I want to eat boneless wings doesn't like fucking apple pie either.
I like apple pie.
The one. I bet there's some people in there that don't.
Cheers.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah!
Apple pie, like, you know, like, you got, would you take a slice of apple pie from a pie, or, like, the pie from, like, McDonald's?
Fucking tell you what.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, the slice.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But you eat that with a fork. Huh? You eat that with a fork?
Yeah, it all depends.
No. Alex says, if you want the same experience, you dumbass, why don't you grab a boneless wing and rub it over your mouth?
Yeah, because even then, though, you're not having a fucking grip. That's what the bone's there for. It's a difference in just going, hey, by the way.
Let me Are you that fucking retarded? You need that extra grip?
No.
You need that grip
that is
for
the
that
point.
Bone?
It is a finger food. The other shit,
well,
you might as well just...
off to no end, dude. You did.
Let's just stab our fork and, you know, there's no point to it. There's no point. Stir that shit in with your other slop you're going to eat like we did the other day.
The boneless wings...
Let's see.
I'll have both of you guys look at it, because I want...
Boneless wings are trash. Dude, he's trolling you, Scott. Calm down.
No.
Boneless wings are trash.
They're good. Oh, I'm sorry. I would like...
Actually, I'm gonna say it right now. I'm vegan, so...
No, you're fucking not.
If you're a vegan, what the fuck happens,
I still get your mom's ass. Fuck you. So only meat I'll get.
I mean... She has, you know, common sense, and, you know, obviously vegans aren't one of them.
Why is boneless wings cost more? Because there is more meat.
Yeah, genetically modified while we're at it, probably.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. What's our next subject?
Boneless wings are better.
No, they're not.
End their podcast!
They're not.
Brilliant!
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
We're going to have to end this on a note of, they're not. And your phone's
at 10%. Let me see it. Yes.
What's the next one?
All right, bone in all day. What the see? He's changing his shit, man.
Yeah, he is because he's a fucking clown. You're a fucking goon.
No,
he's a goblin.
Boneless wings are trash.
You're
and
a fucking goblin.
Legit bone in all
Only
day.
Only an animal would eat with bones on it, you fucking crazy animal.
So hold on, you're saying for Thanksgiving, you don't go for the fucking, like, a bone, the wing, and just rip it off and just...
Oh, you don't like a turkey leg?
Like a fucking Viking?
I would. I eat both. But if I had the choice, 100% bone out all the fucking way. Boneless.
No!
I will eat it because it's more meat, more satisfying, more filling.
Honestly?
Better meat.
The thing is, you got to think, though.
Think about it like this.
If you take the
You're
meat off.
You're more fat than I am.
I
because you can't wait
food.
To get the more... You can't work yourself
You're
around
You're not getting
bone,
no more. It's
that
all
you
gotta
gone. Just go straight in.
I'll eat boneless wings, dude. I'm just saying. But I'm just like, it's just much more convenient, much better. I don't want to wear a bib like a fucking little nerd and eat fucking... Like Carl off fucking Opportune Hunger
Yeah, Carl ass. Would say, Scott, fuck you and your boneless wings.
Like I would
Carl
take
would
advice
say.
From that fucking...
Yeah.
Piece
Obviously,
of shit.
He has his own house, even if it's a piece of
get
shit.
The,
and his own
get the fuck away from my boneless wings in my car, you fucking lord.
He has his own wicked, was it too wicked or whatever the fuck his car name was?
He's fucked in the head. Fuck
get
the
out
head.
Of here, Jace.
Fuck. He's not even real. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no, he's real. He's voiced by somebody, and he looks like him. Bro.
God, for fuck's sake.
What's the next
fuck you, Marcus?
That makes fucking
I'll show
sense.
You
a fucking human-sized
right here.
Fry floating along.
Maybe.
You're
it might
you.
Be.
I hate you.
Area 51, man.
You're a fuck piece
yeah.
of shit, you know it.
And it shoots laser beams out of his eyes.
All right, so I got another one. This is a totally different subject, but until you hit up Grindr, you're a faggot. Only you would know what that website is, you fucking faggot.
Why do you know?
Yeah.
And that gets into a story. That gets into... God, can you tell him to settle down?
Calm down.
That's it.
Cool.
I'm tired of shit.
Can you tell him to stop?
Y'all about to see some gratuitous violence happen.
Come here.
the fuck is he doing? Is
he's
he
trying to put the hoodie on his leg. I don't understand him.
Lay down.
Come here.
Hey, I'm fucking Sarah. Eating boneless wings.
Eating wings is an experience. Not for the faint at heart like Scott. Yeah, Scott's right. Ass. Hey, it just means she likes the bone.
Of course she likes the bone. She better.
All the ladies
should. You'd be fucked in the head. You'd be
Ashley bone. Kemp's watching again.
Oh.
Well, Kim who?
Ashley Kemp.
Kim Nuts.
Kim Nuts?
Kim Nuts. Kim fucking these nuts. All right.
All right. I guess we're taking a break. Or what's next?
I gotta go piss. I don't know what he's
doing. I don't know.
I mean, fuck my fucking dip.
You don't need dip. Get
you
up.
Listen here, motherfucker.
Go on. Smoke a cigarette.
Back down, Justin. I got a drink. You're being irresponsible.
Irresponsibleness.
Yeah.
Justin, you know I'm stronger than you.
Dude, you got choked out the other day.
Yeah. By the way, all for an update, guys.
No, it didn't happen. See, he's down. I got him.
Scott was trying to talk shit one day.
I wasn't
trying
talking
to wrestle.
Shit.
I
just wanted the actual spar.
We were sitting around him, you know, right before he ended up leaving. He's like, all right, let's spar and fuck around for a second.
In the future episode, we're going to do a sparring match between us three.
No, hold up. Whenever I get fucked up, I do like to spar. John Corey knows this. When I lived with him, I would like get really drunk and fucked up, and I'm like, let's wrestle.
In the,
and I get my ass kicked because these guys are giant fucking big blobs of meat.
Big
and,
men.
You know, I'm just like a little fucking dude here. I got pissed off.
You had a strong arm, Scott, and this lady bladder.
He was. He's making another sissy.
Yep, another sissy. Sissy on the potty.
Yeah, it's a sissy.
Sissy on the potty. It's okay.
Everyone's sissies, man.
All right, now that Scott's out of the room, let's...
You know what I hate more in this fucking world?
Gingers.
Tall fucking gingers,
yeah.
Man.
Them soulless
you know
staring
like
into your eyes.
You know what
I
like to
death
call them?
Of death.
You know what I like to call them?
Hmm.
Mondays. Because no one likes a Monday.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
See, even Jace don't like gingers.
Oh, jeez.
But he is trying to put on a fucking skirt, so that's kind of worrying.
He took that shit. Oh, no, it's right there.
Oh, shit, here comes Piss Pants McGee.
God, no, Rick! Get some!
Back again, baby.
No.
The fucking star of the show. Give me the
you snatch it out of my hand again, Scott.
This
I'm
is mine,
right
you
handy.
Asshole. Why are you even going to be mad?
That's all right. It. Y'all about to see a murder.
Some bitch, get out of here. All right. I got one. Because, I mean, the full top half of the page has already been done before, anyway.
Well, right. Yeah, half the shit we did the first, or second episode.
All right, we did scariest, we did funny. Wait, we didn't get to ours.
What?
Funny work moments? He did his, but
did
we didn't ours.
He
I
did
mine.
Pre-work. You didn't do yours.
I dumped a fucking spitter on a kid.
Yeah.
And laughed all the way.
Mine ain't even that good. We'll gloss over it. Fuck it.
Should I tell the first blowjob story I got?
Fucking.
Was that
oh,
worth
no.
It?
No, I got a good one. Alex would like this.
Scott sits when he pisses. That's what Sarah said.
Don't get shitty. They're trolling. Don't take it to heart. I can see it in your eyes. Don't.
This is stupid, dude.
The rage.
You can see the
I mean,
fire.
This gives us more ammunition to just bullshit on the podcast with. That's the perfect thing to fucking talk about. All right. What was our next subject? Or were you going to tell your story of...
The one.
What? With what?
Do your own thing. I'm shitting right here, buddy.
This son of a bitch.
Yep.
Sarah, apologize. You heard Scott's
being... Apologize.
Apologize.
It's ma'am. Fuck apologize.
Around. Stop. Yes.
He's untying my shoes.
Oh, yeah, he does that. Actually, this one's untied right now. He did the same thing.
Oh, see. Should we do another one of the X's? Like I said, we did that one episode, but none of it got out.
I mean, we can.
Go for it.
I'm going to try a different one than the one I was thinking.
Yeah, because that one was fucking boring.
Yeah.
Everyone knows not to fucking stick with
here.
A virgin. Fucking moron.
Apparently not everybody. Because, I mean, I think Scott made that mistake once.
Did you fuck a virgin?
He's not participating. All right, well, let's see here.
I don't know.
I'd say... Hmm.
Fuck it, I'll tell the half a blowjob story.
Yeah, go ahead with that one. Give me some time to think about this one.
No. I got a half a blowjob when I was like 16. My first experience, and it was at this chick's birthday that I was really digging on, like hardcore, and we were all in her room, and her friend, she was like 3 years older than me, I was 16, I think she was 19. God, hindsight being 2020, I'd been illegal.
Yep.
Here it is, illegal. So, they leave me in there, in her room with her friend, and we start cuddling, we start kissing. And then, shim, bim, bam, shazam, I got my pecker in her mouth. And I was like, all right, this is the wrong chick to do this with, but all right, I'm not going to fight with it.
What the fuck you doing? Get in my face, you little shit. I'm not an animal. Stop petting my nose.
Good Scott. Yeah, good Scott. Yeah, yeah. So,
not a fucking pet. Stop it.
In the middle of getting this BJ, her friend walks into her bedroom again. Sees it, she go. You could literally hear the pop off it. And I'm like, oh shit! And she's like, what the fuck?
And then John's like, oh
no! I didn't even get to finish. You know? It's the vampire. That's what it's half a blowjob. So I jump up, try grabbing my pants, but they're like all undone. I go running out the house, back to my aunt's house.
Oh, this is when I was like, yeah, you're going to run with the pants around your ankles.
Yeah, but I was wearing such baggy pants then, I had them, and they were undone, what? So I had them like rolled up, and I was like,
bark, 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 bark,
bark. Oh, I never heard from her again. Neither of them.
I can't even really think about them.
Easy, kid. You suck at your storytelling.
Yeah, he does.
Let me see here. I got one. Okay. So, sort of recent, but, came down to me and this chick talking, and, when it looks at it. Stop.
Yeah, he is screaming in my face.
Stop.
No.
Stop it.
No.
I'm gonna, all right. What's up? Sit down.
No. Once it gets into a little more of the story, some people might understand where it's from. But basically, it comes down to I was talking to this chick, and well, same situation. She was a virgin too, so I mean, kind of.
Quit banging virgins and young kids.
They're not young kids,
dude. You're fucking. You're every chick I've known you with has always been like almost 6 years younger than you. You nasty fuck.
I mean, pulling them in, whatever. But, Jesus anyways, Christ. Basically, this, like, point of the story is, I didn't know what I wanted, and then it came down to her not knowing what she wanted, and then, basically, she came to the point where she was trying to not have, she found her religion again, which is it isn't a problem. It's whatever, that's you know. If you have your own, even if it is an excuse, she used that regardless, true or not. But the thing is that you live the one fucking life that you live, and if you're gonna, he's probably calling his mom.
Oh,
but you're gonna sit here and you're gonna bitch, you're gonna complain. Oh, I don't have this life. I don't have the life I wanted or whatever. When you cut up, and then you choose...
This isn't funny. This is depressing.
No. But then you choose to do some dumb shit like that. So, I mean, it's went back and forth, and, I mean, she's came to visit. She's came to, you know, fucking talk or whatever. But, I mean, multiple times, it comes down to this kind of shit, and...
Calm down, buddy.
You gotta know what you fucking want. Oh, you can't play bullshit.
Well, you gotta hide your gut.
I was watching it on here, and I see my guts right there.
He's like, oh, hold on.
Yeah, just go. Oh, that's deep. No one needs to see that. Sarah says that Scott, I was playing, dude. Just calm down.
I just wanted to.
Ashley said she fucked a virgin once.
Who?
Ashley and Sarah. And yes, Ashley, half a blowjob. It was terrible. I mean, I guess.
All right, Scott.
Compared to the other ones.
What's up?
What's your
X story? Yes, we know he has a Shylock nose. Leave it alone, Jace. Jesus Christ. That's where his power comes from.
We want to tell my X?
X story. Don't matter which one. Could be recent.
You should tell the one where you were going to have to fight the guy. That you thought you were gonna have to fight the guy.
Which
I think, or no, the one at the party. You're having a party at the house, and old girl come back to get the her Jody? Shit. Yeah, that one.
All right, quit being weird, Jason. All right. Fuck it. I guess I'll go.
No, I'm just watching these comments.
Brandon, what did you say really for, bud?
Really?
Yeah, I want to know what he's talking about.
Hey, that letter just got posted down.
It might have been from... It was probably for something else, but I mean, I want to explain, bud, in the comments so I can read it. He's probably, like, fucking saying that to Ashley. or not Ashley, but Sarah.
Oh. At least they get to watch this fucking thing. That's cultural appropriation. You can't do that anymore.
Justin's half story is what Brandon said.
Yeah, I got Indian blood. And she has them too.
Jesus Christ. This is our podcast, guys. Thanks to Justin.
Thanks to Justin. Justin, you killed it, you son of a bitch. Where are we at?
We're at 46 minutes, so...
I think this is, like, the worst podcast.
No, I mean, it's been pretty good.
Both of these, I think, is completely horrible. That's just my opinion.
There's decent... Most viewers on it so far.
Yeah, but...
So, all right, we'll wrap it up, because we're coming down here now. So...
Didn't want me to fucking say
my... Oh, did you want to?
Yeah, you wanted me to.
Yeah,
or whatever. Do we still have subjects? We have a lot of subjects, people keep fucking around.
You're reading the fucking comments, man. It's cool.
Maybe I shouldn't read the comments, I guess.
Yeah,
I
give me the phone.
Don't pay attention to them.
I'm just going to read them.
Until afterwards.
Holy shit.
That's what I was
saying. At least Alex had some good laughs. I would like that. It's good that Alex had some. I like that story I told about Alex and stuff. He's my man. There we go.
Bring his ass in on a fucking show, then. You heard us, Miller. Get your ass over here.
Well, the thing is...
Haha, you fell. Uh-huh.
Alright, I got a good one to wrap her up, I guess. I'll end with a good doozy.
A doozy.
One thing, I ain't gonna read no fucking stupid-ass comments. Fuck all you. How about this? I still got... subjects, Alex. I mean, I got a lot. I mean, I don't... you gotta get into the mood to, like, tell them. So, I mean, I know you know what I'm talking about. But, I mean... I found out this one just today.
Oh, shit.
Alex might know this one. Logan also might know this one because it's 4chan related. So... And those... It was mainly Alex who introduced me to that fucking... crazy website of fucking... crazy people, which I love. I mean, I don't know too much about it as much as Alex does, but I mean, we'll see.
His fucking arm almost bent the other way.
Anyway, so I found out this 4chan trolled Justin Bieber. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Did you hear about it, Justin?
Nope.
All right. Well, so apparently, Justin Bieber, like his marketing team, sent out a. It's like, hey, where would you want Justin Bieber to tour? Brandon's gonna like this too because he has a sister that's, you know, big into it when she was younger.
I was gonna say, isn't she like 20 something now?
Different he has one. Two sisters. One's kind of older, right. One is younger. Anyway, their marketing team was like, here's what we're going to do. Like, get a poll up on a website. Who would vote, you know, the most? Which country voted the most on this fucking whole ordeal?
Middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Nazi Germany, 1942.
That's right. No. Think about it, genuinely. Right now.
Iran. Iran.
You said country?
Somewhere that's at war.
Wait, you said country where it
got Antarctica. Voted.
No. North Korea. So, anyway, that was on the... You need to fucking turn that on silent, man. You're fucking around.
There.
Somebody called.
God damn. Anyway,
All right, I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish this story real quick, and then I'll tell the one that Brandon just proposed me to tell. This is a crazy one. So anyway, what 4chan did apparently was spam the shit out of the website. Have all these people vote for North Korea for fucking Justin Bieber to tour.
Did it win?
North Korea. It won. It was first fucking place.
Oh my god.
They were able to fucking get into the fucking, you know, the voting. They got it. They got it.
Are they sending him?
Oh yeah, they said fuck it, fuck this. They shut down the website.
Backed out like a bunch of.
Oh yeah, they backed out. But I mean,
dude, now you gotta think, how does that look for like all the people that like are from North Korea that are
big, no one voted on? For that? They don't have access to the fucking World Wide Web.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
It gets shut. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean,
so anyway, Brandon, give me a story. So I was on 270 the other day. Not the other day. This is a very long time ago. This is like last summer, I believe. And I fucking, I get a flat tire. And I call my buddy Brandon. He's always there to help me. God bless you, Brandon.
I think I was leaving work and drove past you. That was the one time.
No, this was this.
No, I was thinking a lot.
Well, I mean, like, whenever he's there, he's there. Anyway, so I messaged Brandon. I was like, dude, are you doing anything? I got a flat tire. Can you come up here and help me? And he said, okay. So he comes up there, picks me up, and we drive. I have the money. I buy the spare tire. We go up to Cheapies, buy a tire, come back. And we're trying to put the new fucking tire on with this fucking whack-ass stock jack that I have. You know what I'm talking about? The one that's like this.
The bottle
it goes jack. Into a fucking triangle. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, this big fucking truck that I got. It's not a big truck, but it's a truck, you know, with this little bitty, you know. We put the fucking tire on there. This car pulls up right behind us, right? And I'm like, holy shit, this car, whatever this car is, it looks like an SUV and it has neon lights. Yeah. I don't think you know this. Yeah, so anyway, this car pulls up. It has neon lights. So I think it, and it looks like it's an SUV. It has neon lights. So I assume it's a cop. So I'm like, oh, I mean, I ain't worried. I'm just like, I was like, okay, he's probably pulling up to see if we, you know, if we need help. Well, I mean, which would be great. Cop actually, you know, helping the citizens, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Come over here, help us. Fucking awesome. If he has a better jack than mine, that'd be great. I mean, we ended up fixing it anyway, but still. So this car is sitting here, like, behind us, like two or three car lengths behind us, and then turns the hazards on. Yeah, Scissor Jack, that's what it is.
Yeah,
he's right.
That's it. Yeah.
That's the name. You're right, bud. You're right, Mark. That's what it was. Fucking shitty ass. Well, anyway, like, we're sitting there fixing the tire, and then this car's behind us still with the fucking hazards on. We're like, what the hell's going on here? We're sitting there trying to take the tire off, and then finally, the door opens. The passenger door opens, and the door stays open, and we're still kind of, like, looking behind us while trying to get the car off. Two feet kind of plop out from underneath the door. We don't see the person. And a stream of water. This girl comes out, squats down, and pisses right fucking behind us, dude. I swear to God, it was one of those weird fucking pornos where it's like pissing in public, and they got our fucking faces on it. You're gonna probably see us on XNXS or some shit. Well, anyway, so this lady comes out, and then I didn't notice because I was like fucking with the car, and Brandon was like right by me. He was, you know. Me and him were taking turns, and he goes, dude, look, and I look over, and it's, the fucking ground is glistening. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, holy fuck, she's pissing, dude. We're all fucking, like, looking, and we're like, what the fuck? Me and Brandon start laughing. Like, we don't know whether to, like, I mean, we're laughing, but then again, we're, like, shocked at the same time. This is fucking crazy. I'm like, we're on 270. Right before the fucking 111 exit, where there's a Motor Mart right fucking there with a bathroom. This lady couldn't wait. Not only did she park and wait for like 5 minutes before getting out and pissing on the fucking side of the road. Oh my god, dude. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, Brandon's that literally right, sounds like that right might be by a porno.
It might be. Me and Brandon might be on some fucking, oh.
I bet.
I'm sorry, buddy. Even though he fucking bit me in the arm, I'm still...
Dude, he's taken enough elbow drops in his life so far. Hurry, right? No more of those.
Yeah, he had enough bones broken, Jace.
Everybody hurts.
Everybody hurts. It's okay, Jace. He has PTSD from the Bone Crusher. There's this wrestler out there still on the loose. You know, breaking bones and shit. God forbid. Bang, bang, bang.
Alright.
No, you know the bad thing is?
Dude, Alex, seriously. I mean, at least it's in fucking... At least it's enclosed. Let me ask you this, Alex. Would you rather piss outside waving your dick at 270 traffic westbound, or would you rather fucking go to the bathroom at Motomart? Yeah, that bathroom sucks balls. But, I mean, would you rather be a decent human being? I mean, granted, I stopped on the side of the road and pissed many of times, but I was very, very drunk. And I didn't care. I had a fucking lady bladder like I do. And I fucking piss. I don't care.
I mean, I guarantee you that's a problem.
Brandon, like watching the Bone Crusher!
Watching people...
Sorry, Chase. You're okay now, bud.
Wait, video recording people that are watching people piss. That's gotta be a thing.
No, it is.
Well, no, I mean, like...
I've seen them.
Oh, you're so fucking weird, dude.
I've seen the videos. They're out there.
I've made a few, but, I mean, that's just me.
Oh, what are you calling me weird for? Type... Free as the fucking day is long. Piss on outside, brother. Hell yeah. So there goes that.
That's
I mean,
fucked up, man. What the fuck?
Fuck, man, it happens. I mean, I went
to who?
What, pissing outside? I don't
No, pissing
about?
Outside is one thing. But as you're changing a tire... And some chick pops out, drops trial, and just right there.
She probably did.
And then simultaneously jumps back in, and I'm assuming took off and didn't give y'all any help.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She squatted down, pissed, behind the door, the passenger door, jumped back in, closed the door. I don't know. I mean, the windows were goddamn fucking stuttering ass. Was tinted. She jumped back in the car, rolled out. That's the last me and ever fucking Brandon ever saw that fucking
dude,
crazy.
Dude, you're famous somewhere. I
well,
guarantee you.
The fucking piss bandit.
The
we saw her. She's
the
gone.
The piss bandit strike
she's
again.
She strikes again. She's out there.
She Kaiser Sozaed herself just in the
they're
in the wind.
My God. If they pull over next to somebody who's needing help, quote, tire repair, to take a piss. Some people are
like they
could have. Like,
they could have pulled up anywhere. They could have pulled up a half mile down the road, maybe 30 yards down the road.
Right, but
if they pulled up, like, right there and just went...
But what happens if somebody else pulls up, like, behind them? Man, oh my God! Like, you know,
no.
What are you doing?
I guarantee that's a setup for a porn. You're supposed to go there and watch.
Sounds like some fucking SpongeBob. Oh my God!
My leg!
Holy fuck. We got 2 minutes, boys.
To think of this, I got another one.
We got 2 minutes.
No, it's quick. So
nothing is quick.
There's a time our whole convoy had to pull over. Our whole it's not gonna be quick if you guys can't fucking around.
Except for this.
Yeah. Too bad I'm a last for you, cuckolding dickhole.
Get him, Jace.
Yeah.
Get his ass.
But no, our whole convoy had to pull over, and there might be some people that are gonna be listening to this possibly that were in the convoy.
Go on.
It might be.
Yes.
But basically. The convoy had to pull over. Everybody had to piss. There were certain, you know, women, guys.
Like, come on, man.
So there's people that were out there that had to take a shit. So yeah, the whole convoy, up armored vehicles, pulled over on the side of the highway. Still had traffic going through. People just, we're talking an entire convoy just taking a piss break and shit break, basically.
Poop.
They're all out there. People are just
poop.
Shitting on the side of the road.
Poop.
Just everywhere. Shitting everywhere,
poop
pissing
break.
Everywhere. And then we got back in the vehicles like nothing happened. And,
did you look at that piss
went.
Jug?
Yeah,
it's
basically.
It's a 20-year-old
that's a
dehydrated.
Dirty old
piss jug right there. Looks like your old man still wrote his name on it.
This is the end of the podcast as far as the recording goes. Fucking here. My name's Scott here with Big John.
Yep.
Justin.
I sit when I pee nickel.
Justin sits when he pees nickel. And
yeah, fuck
Jace.
All these guys.
Say bye,
Jace.
Jace
the cannibal.
Say bye, Jace.
Fucking biting all my fucking arms.
Say bye.
I am hurt. I'm going to the hospital. I'm
rabies.
Pressing charges.
Rabies.
I fucking...
he's foaming from the
he's
mouth.
He's a jerk. He hurt me.
All right, ladies. We are out.
See ya.